Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you to pick up your copy. Oh, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Dragnet. It's the sequel to All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo. And like the previous book, it examines the careers of seven great fictional detectives and policemen and life lessons that can be learned from their careers. Among those included are Pete Malloy from Adam 12, Joe Friday from Dragnet, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar. It is available as a Kindle book in the iBook store and also as an audiobook through iTunes and Audible.com. And you can find all my books, ebooks, and audiobooks at store.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, August the 6th of 1946. And this one is The Witness Tampering Murder.
Order. Order in the court. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I know you've brought in a verdict of not guilty in the state's case against Jerry Williams for the murder of Thomas Blaine, and I do not blame you. The state did not produce sufficient evidence for you to have convicted him. This is most unfortunate in view of the fact that you know as well as I do that the defendant is guilty. But nevertheless, I must now discharge you as having done your duty as you saw fit. Will the defendant please rise?
Yes, you mean me,
huh,
Judge?
Yes, I mean you, Mr. Williams.
Okay. What's on your mind, Judge?
You will desist from smelling that gardenia in your buttonhole and listen to what I have to say.
Maybe I prefer smelling the flower.
Order! Order in this court! Mr. Williams, what has occurred in this courtroom during your trial is a gross miscarriage of justice. All of us here are well aware of that. And we are well aware of the fact that the state's witnesses failed to appear against you because you either balked them off or frightened them out of testifying against you.
Ain't that a shame?
Because the prosecution failed to bring the proper evidence against you, Mr. Whitney, I am powerless to do anything but let you go free. But while you have been tried for the murder of Thomas Blaine...
Yeah, and freed of the murder, too. Don't forget that.
I am well aware of that, Mr. Williams. But I hope that you are as well aware that you have yet to stand trial for the murder of Frank Lash.
Judge, you try me for a dozen murders if you haven't got anything better to do this season. I got ways of beating any rap you tag me with. Pretty flower of gardenia, isn't it, Judge? I just love the smell of them.
Want a beer with flavor? A flavor that's delightfully, deliciously different? Try that smooth beer. Try Champagne Velvet, the beer with the million-dollar flavor.
Thank you, my friend, for a very happy suggestion. It's worth repeating. Try that smooth beer. But Champagne Velvet is more than just that. It's a beer with a rare and unusual flavor combination. It's bright and sparkling from foam to finish. It's light and lively with a clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure. And best of all, it has the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor that stamps it as a beer of real premium quality. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price.
Light and lively, bright and sparkling, yet just as smooth. What a flavor combination. And you're sure it's pure.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
Hey, you look that in you. Thanks, Mac. Ah, doesn't that smell good?
Yeah. Yeah, toss us all one of the wastebasket, boss. Huh?
Direct, Jerry.
You know, these things keep better outside of jail. Must be the fresh air.
Direct.
The judge let you out on bail for the glass shot.
Well, he had to. Didn't want to seem prejudiced. Say, incidentally, you fellas did a nice job of quieting those witnesses against me in the blind killing.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to do it, Jerry.
Direct.
And we got the witnesses in the last killing all fixed, too. Right, Bozo?
Direct. You ain't got a thing to worry about, Jerry.
Say, there's a newscast on the radio right now. Let's see if the commentator's happy to know I'm a free man.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Never mind, Bozo.
I'll tell you about it.
Direct. When are they going to try you for the little job you did on Lash, huh?
I don't know. The date wasn't set. The judge didn't feel like chatting with me socially. Snob, don't you think? Ah, God, Dina sure do smell good. Wonder if buttonholes are just made to hold flower
pots. Yeah, it was the news you wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah.
William's out on bail. He's tried for the murder of Frank Lash. Found shot to death in William's waterfront hideout. The state is confident of the conviction of the Lash murder. They announced that a surprise witness will testify against him. You've heard this witness' name before, Boston Blackie. State's Attorney John Gilligan says Boston Blackie will appear
off
in the trial.
Sure, Jerry. Sure.
So Boston Blackie's going to testify against him, huh?
We can take care of him just like we took care of the others, Jerry. Right, Bozo?
You're right.
Yeah, fellas, I think you'll pay Blackie a little visit.
This sort of puts the whammy on our plans for holding up that next bank truck, though, doesn't it?
No. We'll go through with that according to schedule. But first, Mac, I think you better see Boston Black.
Sure, Jerry.
And you too, Bozo. And just in case he wants to argue, take along your persuader.
You're right.
I'm sorry, Mary, but I can't leave my apartment just now.
Oh, why not? It's been over an hour.
I know, Mary. It's been almost 2 hours. Sorry, but I've been busy. I'm still busy. Nothing's the matter. I'm just busy, that's all.
Yes.
Of course not. I'll phone you tomorrow. Goodbye. Now, what were you boys saying?
That you better suddenly have a very bad memory.
Yeah.
In regard to what?
We told you. In regard to what you think you saw happen to Frank Lash.
Oh, you believe Williams, then?
Yeah. And my pal Bozo here has another kind of thing. Pointless. He was coming. Hold it so we can see it, Bozo.
Direct. See it, Blackie?
Yes, quite well, thank you.
Well, now, Bozo here can make you lose more than your memory if you don't play ball with us.
And what kind of ball do you fellows play?
8-ball with you behind it. Unless you decide to forget what you know about the first last game.
You know something, fellas? You're so nice and sweet about this, I think I'll follow your little suggestion.
Yeah.
In fact, I've never forgotten anything so fast in all my life.
Well, that's nice. But look, Blackie, no tricks, eh? If you'll lie to us about this, you'll find that girl you were just talking to lying in the street. So cold she can freeze ice. Get me?
Gotcha.
And if you don't, you get her. See? I'm going to try you out, Blackie. Who was Frank Lash?
Lash? Never heard of him.
Okay, Blackie. You'll do. Thanks for me.
Blackie, you've cluttered up my office with some crazy ideas. But this is the craziest yet.
Faraday, you've got to lay off Jerry Williams and his gang.
Nothing doing. I'm going to nab every last one of them, from Jerry on down.
Faraday, if my head was as big and as solid as yours, I'd run it out for a rehearsal there. You'll just do as I say. I'll see that you have the Williams gang. Not only rounded up, but convicted. Remember, I said convicted, but quick.
How do you know how long it'll take?
I don't, but if you do what I say, we'll get things done twice as fast. Look, I'm not asking this for myself, but for Mary Wesley.
Mary? What's she got to do with this?
Nothing, as you know. Part of the nothing is that the Williams gang will kill her if I remember what I know about Williams killing Lash.
You aren't going to forget to remember, are you?
Yes, I am, Faraday, and
Blackie, whose side are you on? I could arrest you for what you're planning to do. Look, if you don't forget
this... You do what I say, and I will remember.
You'd better. What do you want me to do?
Leave the Williams gang alone till I tell you when.
Oh, I'm supposed to grab him, but I gotta wait till you tell me when. What happens after that?
Don't. I'm gonna tell you when. As usual, I'll tell you where and how.
You, Buzzard.
You know, I ain't got no nerves. I ain't got nothing except this stick of dynamite in this mess. And the pocket, and thank you, Buzzard.
But if the Jerry is good for the pocketbook, it's bad for the nerves. If the cop passes by and wants to know why we're tied to it.
What happened? I'll leave the dynamite for a second and I'll talk him out of it. With this yard of mine.
No. No cop killing, Buzzard. Do you hear?
I heard, but I don't understand. Anyway, there'll be no cop killing if it's. No cop shows up. Hey, Matt.
It's the truck. The armor truck. Get ready, Bozo. Get ready.
Here, wreck. Here it comes.
Here goes the dynamite. And...
there they go.
Good. Awesome, Bozo. Come on, we gotta grab that cash now and scram.
Here, wreck. Hey.
Wide open, but the driver looks still alive.
How long do you think he's going to stay alive? Get him, Bozo. He's going for his gun.
Not anymore, he ain't.
Let's get him, Bozo.
Now, let's haul this dough out of here fast. Here, Rick, back.
Come on, work fast before we are visited. Yeah. Get that stuff over to our car, Bozo.
Here, Rick, I'm getting it.
All right. Grab this sackful here.
Good.
That's the last of it. Now, let's scram. Hey, somebody's coming. Come on, let's get out of here.
Here, Rick, Mac. We're all set to go.
Let's go, then.
Hey! Hey, inside the truck, what happened here? Hey, holy mackerel! Hey, you! Hey, what happened?
We got held up.
Held up? You got to look at the guys who... What'd you say?
Two guys in the car just...
Two of them, huh? That car just pulled away. Did you know? Bad, well. I got a good look at him. I'll get even to him.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, it's you, Blackie.
It's me, Blackie. Is your appetite so terrific that you need a table for two all by yourself?
I've already eaten.
Well, sit with me. I'm just having a sandwich. And Mary, don't.
You didn't come to see me. I couldn't come to see you. I couldn't even call you up. And then you say, Mary, don't be angry. Just like that.
Well, don't be, Mary.
I don't want your excuses. I don't want your company. And right now, I don't even want you to talk. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute, Mary. Aren't you going to have any dessert?
Not if I have to eat it with you standing here.
Okay, but you're not going to stay angry at me, are you?
I certainly am, and that's a promise. Goodbye.
Well, please keep that promise, Mary, because I've got to go to work and break a promise I made to the Jerry Williams gang.
Premium quality, yes, sir. Premium quality that is yours to enjoy at no premium in price. Now, that's something worth remembering. But every time you pour your glass of champagne velvet, you're reminded that you're enjoying a real premium quality beer at no premium in price. You know, of course, that more costly malt and grain, higher priced hops, and more careful and costly brewing methods are all a part of CV's famous million-dollar formula. So CV has to have unmistakable premium quality. CV's flavor tells you all of that. It's bright and sparkling, light and lively from foam to finish, with a rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor of a real honest-to-goodness beer. Real premium-quality beer. But that's not all. It has a clear, clean taste, given it by controlled aging. A taste that makes you sure it's pure.
And it's smooth, 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 just as smooth.
Now back to Boston Blackie. Gang leader Jerry Williams, under indictment for the murder of Frank Lash, hears that Boston Blackie is to be one of the witnesses against him. The Williams gang threatens Blackie and his friend Mary Wesley with death if Blackie testifies. Though Blackie promised to forget it. Feeling safe again, the Williams gang hijacked an armored truck, killing its crew. As we return to our story, Inspector Faraday is questioning a witness for the hijack murder.
Look, Masters, didn't you tell me last night you could identify the men who held up that armored truck?
Well, last night, Inspector Faraday, I was too excited to know what I was saying.
You knew what you were saying, all right. You said those two men in the police lineup last night were the men you saw hijack that truck and kill the driver and his rider.
I said that? I must have been crazy. I've never seen them before.
What did the Williams gang threaten to do to you?
No one threatened me with anything. I just didn't get a good look at the hold of them, that's all.
Get out of here, Masters.
Sure. Well, sorry, Inspector.
Yeah, you ought to be. Goodbye. Come in.
Hello, Sergeant.
Get out of here, Blackie!
I won't get out of here till I find out what I can get out of you. Look, you grabbed a couple of rats from the Williams gang for that hijacking last night, didn't you?
Yeah. I have to let them go.
Because the witness suddenly couldn't remember that.
Just like you to bet on a sure thing.
Never mind about that. I'd like to talk to you. And if you'll listen, I think you'll like what you hear.
Who is it?
Boston Blackie.
Boston. Come in.
Depends on whether or not the company minds me. So behave yourself, Blackie.
Would he be a good boy? Oh, Williams is no problem. Good?
No?
No. You ought to know that. You're one of the few men I know who disproves the theory that crime doesn't pay.
You know, Blackie, you know what you're doing. Anything pays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a nice new gardenia in your buttonhole there. Kind of a trademark, isn't it?
I haven't been without a gardenia in my buttonhole for 5 years.
Yeah. Expensive hobby. Look, you have a good business here. I like the way it operates.
You mean you like the way I run it?
Maybe that's it. Anyway, I'd like to join you. You could use me.
Yeah. I can use your head and I can use your hands, but I can't trust you.
Find me out, then.
On a job, huh? Would you open the vault at the National Bank?
Too tough, especially for a job where I'd be on trial. I think you ought to give me something a little easier to start out.
Huh. So you're rather level about wanting one, aren't you? You'd enjoy the National Bank job. I would have known you'd come back, maybe.
What about it? Am I in?
Well, I could use you on the safe of the Jones Express Company. I have a big cash shipment through tomorrow night. Would you open that one for me?
I don't know. I don't see it first. There's some safes even I can't open.
All right, Blackie. I still don't trust you. But I'm going to let you in. From now on, until the Jones Express job is over, though, I'm not letting you out of my sight. Out of my gun sight.
If I try to tip off the cops, get it. That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm willing to come in on your terms, but you have to do a couple of things for me.
What, for instance?
Well, for one instance, I'd like to know who I'm working with. Who's in your gang?
Gang? I have three boys with me.
Only three?
That's all. They're great. There's Matt McPherson, for one.
Oh, yes. I
mean. Larry Tobin. He scares people into lapses of memory. That's very okay.
So Tobin's with him, huh? Yeah, a nice crew.
Oh, you bet I have. Ozo Leach is the third member. Know him too, don't you?
By reputation and his visit to me yesterday.
Well, those are the boys you work with. Satisfied?
Yes, I think so. Now, about the second thing you've got to do for me. I'd like to write a letter.
Nothing to invite you.
But look, it's just to Mary Wesley, and it's really for your sake.
For my sake? What do you think of that?
You say you're not going to let me out of your sight until the job is over. Well, find that around tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Mary's going to get excited. Cops will be looking for me everywhere.
That sounds right. Okay, you can send her a letter, only I'll write it. You just sign it. Well?
It's all right with me. But I think I'd better send a special delivery.
Send it any way you want.
Good enough. Now, when do I get to see the safe at the Jones Express Company?
Right now. But remember, Blackie, I'll have a gun in your back all the way. The first phony move, it's your life. That's the safe over there, Blackie. Can you open it?
Yeah, Jerry.
You can see it behind that big stack of labels on the table.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I'll walk over and pretend to be inspecting the labels on the table in front of the safe. What's your name, Ben?
Penny? You know I am, sweetheart.
I know.
Can I drive him?
Yeah. Yeah, I can open.
All right. No funny stuff when we get outside.
No worry.
Funny stuff, and you're the one who'll have to worry.
Say, may I mail my letter to Mary Wesley now?
Yeah. Let's see if that's the letter I addressed. Okay, mail it. Let me go back to my place. Tomorrow night, Blackie, you open that safe in the Jones Express Company. Well, come on. I'll see you got the safe open, Blackie. This is where we get out of here. I'm just waiting outside to come in and get a minute.
Still don't trust me?
Nope. It's kind of minus going about. Come on.
Huh?
I don't know if there's anything safe. He was out there, picked up the door, and he just made another hideout you picked out. Now, I warned him about the watch. You folks are not going to tell.
I can
now meet you at the middle of the night. That's not better. Well, so far so good. All right, let's get out of here.
This is me. I have one stop I want to make before we get to the moon.
One stop, nothing. We're going straight.
But I have to make the stop.
Hey, what's all the shooting for?
The watchman must have made an appearance. Your boy said they're going to take care of him. Guess they did.
Oh, yeah, the watchman. Huh? Guess it's a cab, all right. Nice boys, aren't they? So this is a stop you wanted to make, Blackie, at a florist?
That's right. Come on in.
I'll be careful what you say there, Blackie.
Good evening, gentlemen. Well, what can I do for you?
I'd like a gardenia, please.
A gardenia. Right, of course.
Hey, what's your idea, Blackie?
Well, Jerry, we've just pulled a great job. You like gardenias, so I thought I'd buy you one. Sort of a token of partnership.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Blackie.
Look, you let me in, didn't you? Well, I show my appreciation for that sort of...
Here you are. I suppose you want it in the box.
Thank you. I'll take it. Yeah. Well, let's go, Jerry. We've got a pressing date that will relieve what you have pressing against my back, I hope.
I'd have to pick this creepy mill house to meet the boys, Blackie. My God, Xenia doesn't smell as good out here.
Yeah, well, the one I bought you.
Huh?
You're always hiding out in a swank place, Jerry. I... figured this would be the last place in the world the cops would think to look for you.
Well, it's not a bad idea. I'd like to look at that river when we're in the door here. You know, the boy should have been here 15 minutes ago. Yeah, figure it was on time.
Say, when are you going to put your gun away? I'm getting a little tired of looking
I'll
at it.
I'll put it away when the boys get here. But... Wait a minute. There's an awful lot of shooting to put away from that job. Too much shooting for killing just one guard, but just enough for shooting three guys. Don't move, Blackie, don't move.
What's the matter?
You know what the matter is. This whole deal's been a double cross, hasn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, after you and I left the express company, the boys walked in with Trap. They got the boys, huh?
Maybe
nothing. You know how you did it, Blackie, because I was with you all the time. I looked out of my sight.
You tipped off the cops and the boys are dead, aren't they?
Well, I wouldn't wait here for them too long.
Don't worry, I'm not. Probably got the cops on the way here, too, but they won't find me, Blackie, just you, and all they'll find you is your body.
You knew you'd kill me after I gave you that lovely gardenia.
Yeah. I love gardenias. But, Blackie, I don't like double crosses. Stand still. Stand still. I'm going to enjoy this. Now, first, thank you for the gardenia. You know, I always sniff a gardenia before I kill a guy. Yeah. Now, Blackie. So what's the matter?
You're going to sleep, Jerry. This is chloroform on that gardenia. There's a sleeping potion in this fist of mine.
Blackie, you all right?
Well, Inspector Faraday, late as usual. Yes, I'm all right. And this sleeping beauty on the floor here, he's all yours.
Oh, what a lovely afternoon for a walk, isn't it, Blackie?
Well, that depends on whether you're forgiven for doubting.
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, am I?
You are.
Good. You know, I understand now why you didn't want to see me. It was for my own protection, wasn't it? But there are a couple of things I don't understand.
What were those?
Well, for one, how did Inspector Faraday know that you were going to rob the Jones Express Company safe?
Well, I sent him a Jones Express Company label, Mary. He pasted it on the back of an envelope addressed to you.
Yes, but I didn't get any letter from you.
I know that. I knew Williams would never let me write to Faraday, so before I went out to join his gang, I told Faraday to watch your mailbox. Any letters sent special delivery to you would be a message to him. All he had to see was that label, and he knew where the Williams gang was going to work.
I see. Very, very clever. But now, my friend, just a minute. How did you get a gardenia with chloroform?
Well, that was arranged with the florist, Mary, before I went to see Williams.
Oh. Well, your arrangement certainly worked out, Blackie. I see where Jerry Williams is going to be tried for the last murder.
Yes, and the witnesses have come forward and promised to tell all this time.
Why shouldn't they? Mr. Williams doesn't have any more on the outside to intimidate them. All the members of his gang were killed when they tried to shoot it out with the police at the Jones Express office. Oh, Blackie.
What? What's
that? Look at the lovely flowers in this florist window here.
I get it. What kind would you like?
One of those lovely gardenias. You know, everybody loves gardenias, don't you?
Really? Ask Mr. Jerry Williams what he thinks of gardenias, Mary. He'll tell you that to him, they were poison ivy.
Make mine CV, because for me there is no finer beer, and it's just as smooth.
Make mine CV. So many folks who know good beer when they taste it have said just that. Time after time, that Champagne Velvet is not only the leading beer by far in its home state of Indiana, but it is preferred by particular people everywhere that it is sold. There's only one reason for that, and that is flavor. The bright, sparkling, light and lively flavor of a real premium quality beer. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price. The rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor of real, honest-to-goodness beer. And the clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure.
So make yours CV, because for you, there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth.
And now, here is a preview of what happens next week.
Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, maybe a little bit over complex, but it does work. And it also shows Faraday's overall willingness and to cooperate with Blackie when the rubber meets the road. Though this is actually at least the second time that a criminal's gotten Blackie to lay off by threatening Mary Wesley in 69 episodes. And we've had a few lost ones around the way. Or along the way, excuse me. All right, well, now we turn to listener comments and feedback, and my trip, I did get a few comments. This one came from Lowell, who writes, Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Holy Close Encounters, Batman. That was my old stomping area from fourth grade, and with the plastic bag of circulars that my family delivered to help, I've seen most of the older subdivisions in Reynoldsburg. When I heard the intro for Nightbeat from Chicago, I didn't expect that your final destination was CMH and the John Glenn International Airport and the short drive east to Reynoldsburg. Well, I should say there was a little bit more before I went to Reynoldsburg. I actually drove a couple hours down into Kentucky and spent the night there and then drove back up to Reynoldsburg. I was originally going to record this episode in Kentucky, the episode of Nightbeat, because I thought, you know, while I'm, you know, driving on the road, because usually I record two episodes on Saturday night, and I was thinking, when I'm driving on the road, I don't want to be recording two a night, so I'll record one on Friday night and one on Saturday night, so I'll record Nightbeat Friday night in Kentucky. And then all I'm on the plane and I'm thinking, we're flying into Chicago and I'm going to record this episode in Kentucky. No. So I ended up recording it more like Friday early afternoon in Chicago. But I will heartily address the endorse the close of your message. Now let's all sing an 8-bar chorus of It's a Small World, so Disney lawyers come down on up. Probably the way to do that would be for me to pause the recording and sing it, and then you can sing it at home. And then what are Disney lawyers going to do? Is there a copyright offense for inciting to sing a copyrighted song? Good question. But seriously, thanks for the email, Lowell. Appreciate it, and was glad to visit your old stomping grounds. And then a comment from Kyle. Hello, Adam. Just listened to Knight's Dragnet episode and realized you're in southern Ohio. I live in northeast Ohio. I hope you're having a great time out here. I always enjoy your podcast. Well, thanks so much, Kyle. And then finally have an email from Frank, who writes, I'm a fan of most old-time radio and especially the mystery and detective shows. I also enjoy some comedy. I'm a recent listener to the Great Detectives podcast, Keep Up the Great Work. And that's from Frank in Sarnia, Ontario, in Canada. Thanks so much. We have a lot of listeners contacting us from Ontario, and I appreciate your kind comments. And there are a lot of great old-time radio comedies. I know there are some folks out there who insist that all old-time radio comedies are dated. And maybe some are to an extent. But there's a lot that I enjoy as well. I think I've listened to everything out there I can find with Jimmy Durante, Burns and Allen, Abbott and Costello, and Bob Hope. And I'm just about finished with the Alan Young Show and Armis Brooks, my first listen through those. And it really is a nice little thing to brighten the day. So appreciate your email. Thanks so much. And that will actually be for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And next Thursday will be another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meanwhile, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.